Come on. You're going to stand there, or you're going to fight. I will not leave my mate's side, so either you're going to run, or I'm going to wait here until the rest of you come so I can show you just how ferocious one of my kind can be. Oh, so you're a tough guy, huh? Come on. Do you think you have what it takes? You really went for the stab? You're so stupid. What are you going to do? Nice try, but the only thing you did was get my claws messy. Alright, well, as much as I would love to stay and fight, I want to officially mate with this pretty boy you just tried to kill. So I'll give you a one-time deal, which expires if any of you step any closer. So here's the deal. You either step back while I take this human here with me, and in exchange, I don't fucking slaughter you all for trying to kill my mate. Insane? Maybe. But it's not my fault that you can't fight for a goddess that your own people denounced. Oh, and I wouldn't tell your higher-ups that I told you. The reaction will be similar to what yours was when one of your so-called civilians saw a monster with their own eyes. And let me tell you, if you don't die instantly, you'll have wish I killed you now. So, are we done here? Good. Come on, boy. We're leaving this place. There's nothing like a good fight. It's a shame that none of them were any good. I expect to win, but not in the first 5 seconds. What's wrong? Aren't you excited? I know I'm excited. I entered that village with nothing but my clothes, and I left with my very own husband. Just in time, too. Mating season is coming up. And now I don't have to actively search. Maybe I should save you until then. It would only make the feeling better, honestly. By the time I go into heat, I'll have you ready for me. Here we are, honey. I might want to save claiming you for a little bit, but that doesn't mean I won't make you know who you belong to. How does my knee feel rubbing you through your pants? Thank you for not struggling, by the way. I wouldn't want to accidentally cut your wrist with my claws. I'll save cutting you with my claws for when my arms are around you. If I'm going to cut you, it's going to be in the heat of passion and not somewhere I could cut a vein. I might be a vicious monster, but I'm not a murderer. Well, at least not a human one. Monsters usually retreat or get picked up by other monsters to be healed. Same goes for human girls who wander too far. Your soldiers and guards attack me on sight, so in reality, it's more defense than anything. It's not my fault they thought they could be the one to take me on. Does it intimidate you that your new wife is so strong that I could snap you in half like a twig if I wanted to? But don't worry, I won't. I just want to see you tremble a bit. It's not my fault that the order blocked off sea trading and your women can't get enough nutrition to look as fit as me even if they tried. It's so stupid how you humans believe everything you're told. I'm a monster that gives almost zero fucks about the current politics, and even I know that your generals and leaders are spouting so many lies that the devil is going to have to make another circle farther down to put them in. That's enough talking. I'm tired. Hey, as payment for saving your ass, could you help me clean up a little? I can deal with blood on my claws, clothes, and skin, but only an absolute monster could live with blood sticking on their fur. Yeah, I just need you to rub the fur. The fur on my arms is the least sensitive. The fur on my legs get more sensitive the closer you get to my groin. The fur around my hips and waist aren't really messy. At least not with blood. So the most sensitive part on my body that you're about to deal with is the fur just above my breasts. My ears are kind of different. I'm not a cat girl who's going to have an orgasm from having their ears rubbed, but they're definitely sensitive. If you want to make me really happy, then you can do them, but you don't have to. I can't guarantee you won't get scratched. Fuck. Don't stop. Keep doing that. If it makes you feel less nervous, in the event that I do scratch you, you probably won't even feel it. It goes right through the skin. You might not even notice it until it starts throbbing a few seconds later. And I would definitely know. When I was little, my sisters and I used to play fight. We would come home covered in gashes and cuts. So if there's anything I know, it's how to fix a wound like that. Alright, now for the chest fur. Yeah, I know that I could have just put on a sports bra or something, but your reaction is just priceless. You could always grab my tits for leverage. I can take it. That's good enough. Put my shirt back on. Why would I put my shirt back on before I rest? Considering I sleep naked, that's kind of out of the question, wouldn't you agree? No, don't scooch back. Gotcha, honey. See? Nothing lewd going on here. Just a cute interaction between a wolverine and her wife. Why am I teasing you? Well, my mating season starts in a couple of days, and I want to claim you by then. I need your balls to be full, and your body to be shaking with lust, so that you don't get tired out easily. I mean, these muscles aren't just good for fighting. For example, they're good for pressing you against my naked body while I cuddle with you. Let me just nibble on your neck. It doesn't hurt that bad. It's just enough to leave a mark. A cute little brand to show that you're owned. Alright, roll over to face me. Don't tremble. Just let me put your head against mine while I wrap my fur-covered legs around yours. Just sleep. Good boy. Honey, are you awake? My heat came a little earlier than I expected. You know what's good for you. You won't try and get away from my grip. I'm just going to use a claw to get your clothes off. Listen, okay? This is just how things are. You're going to be the stay-at-home husband who cares for our children and presents himself on my bed when I'm home after a hunt or battle so I can relieve my stress with you. Don't worry. You're gonna love it. Such a cute body. Not exactly to my preference, but something tells me you'll get that way from me fucking you every chance I get. Now open your mouth. Did my tongue really go that deep? You must have a really poor gag reflex then. You'll eventually associate that with pleasure since that's just how I kiss. Why have a long tongue if you don't make the best of it? Alright, enough talking. My cunt is on fire, and the only thing that can put it out are the sweet juices in your cock. Fuck. Fuck, you're inside of me. Can you feel my cunt squeezing as I clench around your cock? Do you like being squeezed? If you like that, then I'm about to blow your mind. Fuck. Fuck. You feel so good inside of me. Whimper and moan for me, baby. Oh, good boy. Such a submissive good boy. God, I love you so much. Such a pretty little fuck toy. This cock is mine. Your body is mine. And your heart is mine. Each bite mark and cut is more proof of our love. So just take it. Just fucking take it. You're mine. Mine, mine to drain, mine to fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck. You're plunging deep inside of my cunt. I can see your eyes rolling back. I'm moving so fast and hard that you can't even buck your hips all the way. Don't you want to fill me up? Are you gonna come and fill this fucking cunt? Come on. Fucking come for me. Come. Fucking come. Come right now. That's it, babe. That's it. Oh, fuck. Oh, fill me up, baby. That's right. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, you did great, honey. The morning will be worse, though. Let me calm you down a little bit. I didn't think that would happen. I'm just gonna stroke your hair gently. You've been a really good boy. I love you. You really should get some sleep, though. I wasn't kidding about the morning. You might have stopped the urges for a little while. But they'll come back, and they'll be even worse. Until then, rest. Good boy.